Thousands of Salvadoran immigrants in Connecticut and Massachusetts will soon find out whether their legal status in the U.S. will be extended or revoked. Some have lived in the U.S. for nearly two decades, and many don't know what they'll do if they're told to leave. Jose Zavala came to the U.S. just as a major earthquake hit his native El Salvador. That was almost 17 years ago. He was granted Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. The 37-year-old father works days at a Connecticut car wash and nights cleaning an office building.
I'm married and I have two U.S. citizen children, and I'm the one with TPS. I don't know what's going to happen to me if that's taken away.
Zavala's daughters are 5 and 8 years old.
They're young, they don't know yet what's happening, but when they grow up, I worry about how they're going to react.
Right now, I'm struggling with almost this post-traumatic stress disorder of people not being able to digest the bad news.
Immigration attorney Alex Meyerovich says he's worried now about how his clients with TPS are reacting when he explains that they may lose their long-standing legal status. Often he gets back blank stares.
I tell them, you need to start thinking of Plan B. And they are in complete denial.
The Trump administration has begun to dismantle the Temporary Protected Status program. TPS has been assigned to several countries where environmental disasters or armed conflict make it extraordinarily difficult for people to live safely. It allows people from those countries to live and work legally in the U.S. But once the TPS designation ends, immigrants revert back to their prior legal status and are especially vulnerable to deportation, says Meyerovich.
When people apply for TPS, they disclosed all their transgressions, whether it's a prior order of deportation or multiple orders of deportation or whatnot. Immigration authorities know exactly where they are, and these TPS holders, former TPS holders, will become the ripest apple on the tree. You just come in and pick them up.
The Department of Homeland Security has already announced it's ending TPS for Haitian and Nicaraguan immigrants because it believes conditions in those countries have improved and people can return safely. Another Salvadoran TPS holder, Juan Mejia, does not agree that's true and says in El Salvador and neighboring Honduras, which is also waiting to hear about its TPS status, conditions remain dangerous.
It would be terrible if the current administration ended TPS, we'd be stuck in a limbo where we'd have to go back to our countries, which would be impossible because the gang violence there is so tremendous.
In El Salvador, Mejia says he was a subsistence farmer and made just enough food to feed his family. He came to the U.S. almost 18 years ago and supports his children back in El Salvador by working two jobs as a gas station attendant and a part-time janitor. The 56-year-old says losing TPS would be devastating.
It would leave our families impoverished and our children without the ability to study anymore because we wouldn't be able to make the money that they needed to continue with their studies.
Attorney Meyerovich says it's been very difficult to deliver the bad news to his TPS clients.
They say it's not going to happen. I've been here for so long and I've been doing everything by the book. Nothing is going to happen to me. It's impossible.
But Meyerovich says it's quite possible that he may have to deliver more difficult news very soon. Diane Orson, WNPR News.